Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Hi, I'm your Alaska Live host, Lori Neufeld. It is my great pleasure to introduce the Young Dubliners right here at the KUAC studios for Alaska Live.
Hello!
Hello to us!
Hello, hello us!
Hello to you. And I think we're ready to just launch into a song from you guys. Is that cool?
We hope so.
All right.
Here's this is called This In The End.
All of our wars, what have we won? We drank up the world, now that we're done. Where can we go? What have we left? A big empty shell, a big empty nest. Don't run, don't turn away. Children's eyes beg us to stay. This time, no more strangers, only a friend. We'll all go together in the end. All of their tears, our nation cried. Offer them words, talk till they die. Where can they go, and who can they trust? Say that we'll help, and help them we must. Don't run, don't turn away. Children's eyes beg us to stay. This time, no more strangers, only a friend. We'll all go together. Time we must be out of our minds, hopelessly floating on by. Are you willing to try? With all of our will, we'll start tonight. Pick up the world, set it down right. Never too soon. Never too late. Goes on forever, the longer we wait. Please don't run, don't turn away. Children's eyes beg us to stay. This time, no more strangers, only a friend. We'll all go together in the end. In the end.
Oh, gorgeous. That's just the beginning of Alaska Live with the Young Dubliners. Keith, that is just a beautiful song. I don't know if I've heard that one yet.
We're tricking you by coming out nice and softly to begin with.
Yes.
That's from our last record at Saints and Sinners.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous song. Did you write that?
Yeah, Bob wrote the music and then sort of had the music for a while and then came up with the idea for a lyric about sort of the UN and you know, basically their ability to turn a blind eye when stuff's going down and then kind of get involved when it's too late. And so we kind of decided to write something important for once. Don't worry, we'll be getting back to drinking songs very shortly.
Well, it all goes together, you know. You have anthem songs, you have drinking songs, you have
persecution, drunkenness, you know, love, rejection.
Put it all in there.
All the good stuff. I'm sure you have a lot of up here in the dark for all those months.
We've got a lot of thinking to do in those times.
Yeah, I know. That'll be dangerous for me.
Well, thanks for returning to Alaska and Fairbanks in the wintertime because, man, you guys really do put on a great show at the Loon. I've seen it before, and we need that in the winter. We really, really do need that.
We are here to warm you up.
Thank you.
That's why we come.
You have two shows tonight and tomorrow night. I think at least one of those, I think tomorrow might be sold out, but I'm not quite sure.
Just heard they both are, I'm afraid. We were about to get back into bed at the hotel and not even bother coming.
you might want to check to make sure.
Don't know the official.
No, he did. We got it from Adam officially today.
I gotcha. Well, I have to tell you that there's plenty of people listening that can't even make it to Fairbanks because they're listening out in Bettles and Nome and down in Healy and places. And so these people
Did you say Nome?
Yeah. KUAC.
They're too busy under the ice looking for gold right now, aren't they?
That's right. They are all the way out there in Nome, so you can give them a shout out because they probably won't be making it to Fairbanks for your show.
Nomers, watch you on television every week. Keep dredging.
We were up here a few years back in the winter. Guy came up to me after the show and said, yeah, me and my friend rode our snow machines 40 miles to see you guys.
That's crazy.
And that was when it was like, I think it was like 30 below.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'm going, you crazy.
Yeah, then they took us all on their backs back to the hotel, gave us a lift before they went back again.
How nice of them.
Such good people.
I know. That's why you come up here. You wouldn't get that kind of treatment in summer because, well, snow machines, of course, are only wintertime.
They're awful.
Playtime.
They're awful on concrete.
That's right. Awfully noisy. What's next for us, for music-wise, from the Young Dubliners? Oh, first, Keith, would you introduce the band, please?
Yes.
Thanks.
Bob, this is Chaz.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Bren, this is Dave over here.
Excellent.
Dave, I'm Keith. And
you're going to have to tell each other what you play, though.
Chaz is on the violin. We have Brendan on the bass guitar. We have Bob on the acoustic guitar. We have me on the acoustic guitar and vocals. And we have Dave in the background, normally on a drum kit, but today on a large box.
Great.
Guitar case, to be fair.
The guitar case, to be exact.
All right, this is a little Irish number from our Irish album entitled Foggy Dew. 'Twas down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair rode I. Those armor lines of marching men, squadrons pass me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its dread tattoo. But the Angelus bells are the liffy swell, rang out o'er the foggy dew. Go! Profoundly high over Dublin town, they hung out the flag of war. Those prayers to die, deep in Irish sky, the Sublar stood Elbar. And from the flames of royal mead, some men came marine through. And while Britannia's hunt for their long-range guns sailed out our foggy dew. England made our wild geese fly, small nations might be free.
And the young lead plays a race to the grace. And the fringe of the green art scene. A happy night, practice the state. Their fucked with color through. And share their names to keep. Where the fiend can sleep. Beneath the shroud of the foggy dew. Go!
Is that a song that you guys wrote, or is that a more traditional Irish tune?
No, you have to have spilled blood to be able to write that. That's a very old one from there.
Yeah,
written about 1916, when one of the main beginnings of the break with England. After many attempts, that was our kind of a... And as usual, the Irish, we didn't actually win the battle by killing them all. We won the battle by dying. And they executed us and martyred us and... And they still owe us a lot, and we're basically going to make them, you know, do stuff for us for the next 600 years or so to make up for it.
All right, well, into the future, when
we'll
all
be
gone.
Them. We do love them now. We couldn't eat a whole one, but we do love them. Anyway, where were we? Sorry. Back to public broadcasting.
You have to give the history of a song, I think, sometimes, because that's what we do here, you know? Explain why the music was written.
Yeah.
You just mentioned public broadcasting. You came out with you're coming out with a new CD, correct?
Yes.
It's not quite out yet, but it seems like you've taken a page out of the public broadcasting playbook, and you have a pledge drive going for it. Is that true?
Yes, we do, and we do just what you do. We call people up every day and go, hey, remember us? We still want your money. Hello?
We don't have to call them. We've got the airwaves.
No, we went to our fans for this one. We'd always been signed and you know, various... results by doing that, you end up having to, you know, include people in the creative process that maybe have no business whatsoever in that process. And we decided this time that we'd do it on our own if we could raise enough money. And it's been going great. You know, we're not like Kickstarter. We don't actually put a stop on it. We go, keep sending the money.
Oh, okay.
The more you send, the more we write. So it's almost done, though. We're getting very near the end now, and we'll be...
Cool.
We'll be releasing it as soon as it's done, and that's kind of the cool thing is we're not really under a record label's timetable or anything, so we basically just did that. We played in Anchorage, Alyeska, actually last weekend, and went right back to LA, kept working on the
album. Haven't been in Alaska this whole time?
No,
you
flew
back
last night from LA back to Fairbanks.
Oh, you guys.
We love you people.
Oh, you must. You were in Alyeska last weekend, then you went back to LA to keep working on your new release, and then you came here to Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
I know. It's just, some people call it amazing, some call it complete lunacy.
Yes, complete lunacy.
Lunacy.
Well, you're playing at the Loon, so you should have some lunacy.
Exactly. We love the Loon.
We plan on it. We're hoping for it.
So you've asked for pledges, and as in a pledge drive, you give premium gifts too. Is that true? You give back before the release even comes out.
Yeah, we do. If you pledge drive, you get right away. You get a couple of songs that we've already kind of almost finished. They're at the final mix stage, and we decided to. We kind of treat them all like they're executive producers. You know what I mean? We show videos from the studio, and we. We give them a few early listens to things, and then when it comes out, there'll be a lot of people that will be getting vinyl versions of it that nobody else will be getting, and they'll be getting T-shirts,
nice.
CDs. Some people are actually going on. Will be, you know, coming to backstage parties and dinners and guitars signed. And
so it's a little bit like a Kickstarter combined with the public radio model of, you know, you get a little bit more back, not only the music, but you get some experience.
Get a little bit more back.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what you get.
You get what you get. And I really love that idea of giving an experience. Also, like you said, the videos that people have access to and coming backstage. I think that's kind of the future of where live music and recorded music is going. You know,
And it's basically always been like the band, you know, makes the record, puts it out. And it should be the band that gets the money back in then. You know, in the old days, or at least up until a while ago, especially with record companies, we would never see a dime from our records. And so we're basically making albums for a foreign company who makes money off of us without ever really having to do anything even with us.
Yeah.
You know, and that disconnect has been, you know, ridiculous for so many years, whereas now you have bands literally with the internet making records at home, releasing them digitally from their bedroom worldwide. You know what I mean? It still amazes me when I see somebody, you know, buying something from Australia where we've never been.
Wow.
You know, and they're walking around wearing our T-shirt.
That's
because
great.
We're international. You know?
Just last night on Marketplace, there was this girl, and she was a teenager, and she goes, well, I think it's really stupid for a band not to put their music on YouTube, because how are we going to discover it if it's not on YouTube?
Yeah.
And so,
what do you want to do, buy it?
Well, you know, people buy concert tickets these days. People buy T-shirts.
And you'd be amazed, like with Radiohead, when they did their release and asked people to pay whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, they made more money than they'd ever made from a record company. By doing it that way, some people paid a cent.
Yeah.
Most people did $9.99, figured, you know, iTunes.
Right.
Because if you love the band, you realize what they're doing, you're probably going to want to give them something.
But are you on iTunes?
Yeah, we're on.
Can I ask you a industry question? How much money do you make off of an iTunes download?
We're still trying to find
that
out.
We'll let you know next year because the record company never told us either.
It's a very loaded question.
Sorry, I know.
I've heard it's pretty good, though. It's like 70% or something. Yeah, it's
70% to you guys. Okay, that's...
It's a fair shake, you know, what the normal model would have been back in the label days.
Great.
Yeah, the Spotify's and those in the world, those are the ones that get
Spotify,
but
you can't download those. Yeah,
right,
exactly. Cool. Well, no downloading needed here. We can just listen to it live. What are we doing next?
We're going to do Rosie, which is
let's do the new one.
We'll do the new one, seeing how we just talked about the new one.
Yeah, new one.
Here's
one
from that we've never done this live, acoustic or on the radio. So, we've only ever done it at the gig, so here's something brand new for your listeners here at KUAC.
Coil?
Public.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So grab a bag and I'll meet you at the station. Pack all your songs of love and emigration. Wave goodbye if you were so alive. We'll step into the great unknown. You'll miss the crowd, but there's no turning back. When we get there, we won't be alone. Let's go, let's go. Call them up, tell them we're all coming over. There'll be no shamrocks and there'll be no falling clover. It's just a party, we're only getting started. We'll fix your lonely and we'll fix your broken hearted. Wait, I might say. Same old story, just a different generation. Traveling people, a familiar situation. Work so hard, if we can get a job, we know that when the day is done, we'll raise a glass to the future and the past.
sing until the morning sun. So ride on, ride on. Call them up, tell them we're all coming over. There'll be no shamans and there'll be no folly glow. It's just a party, we're only getting started. We'll fix your lonely and we'll fix your broken hearted. With a mighty say. Shambles and there'll be no falling glow. It's just a body, we're only getting started. We'll fix your lonely and we'll fix your broken hearted. Sing a song that everybody's heard of. To keep on talking, but I haven't had a red light. Wait, I might say. Wait, I might say.
Yeah, the Young Dubliners here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Well, like yoga. Twisting around these mics and trying to.
We do have a small studio, it's true.
And the mixing we do is our drinks usually.
Cocktails.
Wow, your new sound is just as fun as the other songs that you've put out. So looking forward to hearing more new ones, maybe on stage too, and
yep.
On your new release. That's. What was the name of that one?
We the Mighty.
We the Mighty. Well, thanks for performing it in a radio studio for the first time right here on KUAC's Alaska. That's really fun.
Our pleasure.
I have to say thank you to Dave and Kate Parks for letting us borrow the guitar.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And apparently they're using the, Dave and Kate, they're using the guitar case as the percussion item. So, is that correct?
Yeah, so you're very, very involved, Dave and Kate. You're in the band right now.
I was looking around and I was like, Dave certainly has a cell phone, doesn't he? Oh no, I had to find Kate on Facebook and chat with her.
Oh, really?
And it worked out great and they were happy to do it. So
very nice.
That's the way.
That is the way Fairbanks rolls, it's true.
We love it.
You guys have been here many times, haven't you?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
more times than you can count.
At least five
almost.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were trying to work that out on the way over here. We're not 100% sure, but many times.
Yeah.
Once in the good weather, too.
Did you come in summertime?
Weather, 80-degree weather. We've been here.
Yeah.
Covered all.
Have you played an outdoor show at the Loon? No, you haven't done
no, one Adam. Okay. At the Loon, we haven't yet.
No,
Adam.
We have not yet.
We're ready.
Right?
We've got sunblock and everything. We're ready.
I have to say, though, seeing you guys indoors with some of, you know, the light show, and because you can't have a light show in the summertime here in Alaska because it's sunny all the time. Well, it's light at least, daylight all the time. So that's right out. But inside in the darkness in the wintertime, we have the availability of having a bit of a light show and the plugged-in electric show. And you guys bring so much energy to the stage.
I get to see a lot of it, too. I get to see the lobby to the van and then the van inside the venue and then back into the van to the hotel to the airport. Unfortunately, I wish we did more snowy-type stuff, but we're just not big snowy people.
Well, yeah, so you did not go skiing down at Alyeska?
No, we have to watch the old limbs when you're on the road, you know, unfortunately.
I understand. It would be a big tragedy for one of you to break an arm.
Yeah, that's the problem. dying to go out and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody was trying to drag us out. And it was
dying.
Chaz, you just cannot have a one-armed fiddler.
No.
One-armed bandit?
It'd be the fugitive.
Every song would just be like...
Searching for the one-armed fiddler.
do it Hendrix style with his teeth, though.
You know? Right. You do it with your teeth. That'd be great.
Jazzy, he's talented.
We would work it out. We'd get somebody to do the other hand for you or something, man. I'd learn. I'd learn how to do the left hand or something for you, man.
You'd be the trick
band. Show goes on.
Chaz, you're from Kansas City, right?
I am.
Have you heard that they are getting hit by a little bit of a snowstorm, apparently?
Yeah, they're buried. They are buried right now.
I'm just talking about that.
And they had what was called thunder snow. Did you hear about that?
I did.
I'm not even kidding, Keith.
That's the name of the album.
Only there.
Thunder snow.
Please, can somebody write
a
song?
What do you think it is? It's thunder snow.
No, that's true. I know. It's weird.
Somebody made it up on CNN.
It's freaky. Yeah. It's something about like when two storms meet.
Mm-hmm.
Right over.
When two storms comes out.
Well, I heard it explained where snow is. Thunderstorm is snowing, like, up in the atmosphere, but by the time it hits the ground, it's usually rain. But if it happens in the wintertime in the plains, then there's thunder snow.
Does CNN already have a graphic and everything? thunder snow. Anderson Cooper here, 2013.
You
know, just Anderson Cooper's head sticking out here.
I have to say, public radio was all over it. All things considered, even played AC/DC Thunderstruck right after they talked.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Very nice.
That's great.
It doesn't take CNN to be that clever.
No. You got it here.
Yeah, NPR is just that clever. You guys all call LA home now?
Sort of. Most of us.
Yeah.
Used to be all of us, but now we're starting to fan out a little bit.
And so,
we're spreading roots.
Yeah?
But we're still all in Cali, though.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we're all in Southern California. We're just kind of spread out a little.
California?
Which will remain nameless where we are.
That's okay.
Try not to be found.
You don't have to be found.
We're hiding.
It's a big state. Not quite as big as Alaska, but it's a big state. You can lose yourselves there. Are you all tuned up and ready to go for another one?
I believe so.
Okay.
We got one more for you here, and then we're off to soundcheck at the Loon.
Great.
Where, although it's sold out, I think there's a door around the back they usually leave open. So just grab a gang and rush it. Adam can only stop so many of you. All right.
Adam, I am so sorry. I have no control over that. Well, I do have control of the mics, but I had no idea.
Bryn will leave the door open to the left side.
They have good security there. They'd never let you in like that.
That's right. That's right.
He's already on to us, man.
Keith, is that the way they did it in Dublin? They just stormed the back door?
Yes. Well, you know, we just didn't leave the house there either. We'd stay at home and people would come and play in your house and... It was a wonderful time.
I mean, that's where you got your name, right? You're originally from Dublin.
From Dublin. Me and Brendan are from Dublin, yes. And we just played there last November in one of the sloppiest shows of our entire life. And I don't mean us, I mean the audience. There was more booze on the floor and around us and on stage and people we knew from our entire lives screaming, Brent, Keith! Just absolutely hammered. We went on so late. They were particularly hammered. It was a lot of fun, though.
I bet you guys are well-loved wherever you go, but when you go home to Dublin, I bet that's just a really good time.
It's great, because we see, you know, Bren's mom and my mom are still back there, and my mom was at one of the gigs in Galway, and then Bren's mom and his whole family was at the gig in Dublin.
That's the sloppy one?
She always gets the Dublin gig. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun just to see all of them, and of course, to them, we're just the Egypts that left 20 years ago. What are you getting real jobs at any point? Or what is it? Just all this music stuff.
Oh, they think you might get a real job?
It's too late for that.
Become a journalist, maybe? You could have been right here, Keith, I hear.
That's right.
You know what? If I could have just written a letter home, even, I might have been able to write stories. But never talk, really, did it?
You know, you can write music, and that's a lot like a story. So there you have it.
Speaking of stories, here's one from the last record. This is called Rosie.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And Rosie, you're losing the spotlight. The light used to shine in your eyes. Now tell me you haven't stopped dreaming that you still reach up for the sky. For this life it's no bed of roses. It's not all it's cracked up to be. but in the end it's always you and me. Rosé, sweet Rosé, money don't grow on trees, but if I thought for just 1 second, did I'll be down on my bended knee. Now we'll take our tea at 11. A match that was made in the heavens. Two lovers that walk in this town. You don't need a ball or a gown. Now tell your dear man not to worry. You won't need for nothing with me. Now let the rivers run down to the sea. Roses, sweet roses. Money don't grow on trees, but if I talk for just 1 second, I'll be down on my bended knee. I'm down on my bended knee. So you've made your life with me until that day. Be okay, you will see. You will say, hey. But if I thought for just 1 second, did I'll be down on my bended knee. But if I thought for just 1 second, did I'll be down on my bended knee. I'll be down on my bended knee.
Oh, what fun to have the young Dubliners here for Alaska Live. Thanks so much, you guys, for taking time out. And
thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. And, well, I guess check with the loon to see if there's still tickets left.
Who knows, man? There might be a sneak.
Sold out on the website.
There might be a sneak few left. Who
That's
knows?
Right.
Just check.
But thanks for coming to play here so even more people can enjoy what you guys are what you guys can do, any even acoustic. That was so fun.
Oh, cool.
Good. Thanks, Arne.
So if we go out after, do you have one more, or what? Was that the end?
That's all we got planned
right.
for you,
that's
I'm afraid.
Okay.
That's all we
that's
prepped.
Fine. That's
gear-wise.
Fine. Let me tell you then, we have both of your CDs loaded here, and so people can listen to something of your choice.
Yes, and I'm going to give you a little treat before we leave to play later on for the listeners that nobody else has.
Awesome. Thank you. So
thanks to technology. Which
excellent.
I hope you have.
Totally. We've got computers here and everything.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
They got computers and stuff. They got buttons in here.
Or not got.
There's buttons. Man, they're everywhere.
So if we're going to listen to something with all due respect from the Irish Sessions, what would it be?
Why don't you throw on Follow Me Up to Carlo? First track.
Okay. Well, thanks to Dave and Kate from Grassroots for lending us the guitar.
Thank you, Dave and Kate.
The guitar case that came with it so they could play percussion too. And thanks to Adam Wolf from The Loon for getting the band here and doing some sound. Jerry Evans, program director here at KUAC for running sound. And Robin Wood, our KUAC Alaska Live intern. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.
Get up! your beige, your brutal low, your oldest case. And then Prince William stormed your blade, sent you to the fern. And Grey said victory was sure. Soon a fair man he'd secure until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Burn. Let a Saxon cut out upon an Irish rock. Lay up when we take the manners. Cut the flares.